lot of times we see ourselves the way other people see us. We think about ourselves by what others say about us. Ella could say something bad about me, but if I don't receive her perception of me, then it won't bother me. It doesn't affect me, but I see what God says about me. So whatever she says is blocked off. It gets blocked off because what God says, her words can't penetrate his. Amen. Her words won't be able to penetrate what God says about me, what he says about you. So don't align yourselves up with what the world speaks about you and says to you and what people have spoken over you. If it doesn't align up with God says, then it's blocked off. You block it off. Amen. Think on the right things. This is how you make sure your thought process keeps your anchor holding. Thinking on the right things. Philippians 4. And I'm going to read this one from the Passion Translation. Beginning at verse 6. Philippians 4 and 6 from the Passion. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God. With overflowing gratitude, tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. We want to think about everything else, but what the word tells us to think about. We have our minds, I'm telling you, my mind has tried to, just being so, we've had a couple of things to deal with, and it just want to go in those directions. But you know, I had to pull it back in, listen. My anchor holds, amen. Regardless of those things come, my anchor holds, amen. So I keep my mind on the word of God. So when those things come, if I don't allow those to penetrate my mind, then it can't affect how I behave, amen. So I have to make sure that my anchor holds in my thought process by thinking on the right things. And Philippians 4, 6 through 8 just tells us exactly what we should do, especially verse 8, thinking about those things. If you need your thought process, your anchor to hold in your thought process, you have to be stable. James chapter 1, verse 6. You have to be stable. Verse 6 says, just make sure you ask in power by confident faith without doubting that you will receive. For the ambivalent person believes one minute and doubts the next. Being undecided makes you become like the rough seas driven and tossed by the wind. You're up one minute and tossed down the next. When you are half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. Can you really expect to receive anything from the Lord when you're in that condition? Can you expect to receive anything when you're up one minute down? Who wants to be around somebody that's up one minute, down one minute? It happened one minute, they mad the next minute. And you just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's not a pleasurable situation or a relationship or a friendship or anything to be in. Because you never know which side of them you're going to get. You don't know whether you be ready to fight or you be ready to give them a hug. You got to be on guard at all times. You can't expect to receive a fruitful relationship or friendship if you have to deal with someone like that. So we have to know, we can't expect to get anything from God if we doubt one minute and, oh Lord, I trust you the next minute. We're just hoping and wishing he does it. But when your anchor holds, you know he has done it for you. Amen. So there's no doubt in your mind, regardless of what may come up. There's no doubt in your mind that he performs what he said in his word he will do. Amen. The King James Version says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you have to have a stable mind. Amen. You also need to know the Lord's thoughts toward you. And if you don't know what God thinks about you, you'll accept anything that anybody says about you. But Jeremiah 29:11 tells us exactly what he thinks about us. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And other translations say a future and a hope. So he has thoughts for you to be well, to do well, to have well, to exceed, excel, not to lack and be sick and broke, not to be sad and down and out and sorrowful, but peace and joy and love and strength. That's what he thinks about you. That's what he has for you. So if you don't know that, then you'll accept anything else. But know the Lord's thoughts towards you. Amen? Say, my anchor holds. My anchor holds. You also have to keep your mind on things above. We are in this earth. We live in fleshly bodies. Amen? But we can't think too much on these things on this earth. We have to have the spiritual mind, amen, and get outside of our physical mind, because this little finite thing here, it can't process much. Some of us think we're very smart, amen. Our kids, especially our boys, amen, they think they're smarter than their mom and daddy, amen. They try to pull some things over us, you know, but we give them every time. I don't know why they hadn't caught on yet. Your mama and your daddy, they know. Amen. They try to, you know. But yeah. But we have to keep our minds on things above. Colossians 3 and 2 from the Amplified Classic says, and set your minds and keep them set. Not just set them, but set them and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. We take too much time out focusing on what's going on around us, what we're having to deal with or face. But when you set your mind on the source, which is God, then you will get outside of all those things that are trying to trap you and keep you. The devil's job is to get you out of faith. He's there to grab the faith that you have, and so that you begin to doubt, well, is God really going to do this for me? Will he? I hope he does. He's going to pull things and throw things at you, and you will just for sure, you were grounded in this area. And then he'll throw something else at you. They kind of try to shake your foundation. But if you know your anchor holds, it doesn't matter what he brings. Doesn't matter what he brings. Hallelujah. He tried to shake Teresa's foundation. Didn't matter what he brought. He brought the cannons, didn't he? But his anchor held. You see him here. His anchor held. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what he brings to you. If your anchor holds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm pretty sure he said last Sunday how the enemy said, you're going to die. They're going to have to put you on the ventilator. See, he's messing with his mind. He's trying to get in his thought process. Because if he can get you to think a certain thing, the next thing you're going to do is say it. So he could have said, yeah, if I get on that ventilator, that might be it. That's what he could have said. But what did he say? By his stripes I am healed. So your speaking also has to be grounded. Amen. So in my speaking, I have to confess without wavering. Hebrews 10 and 23. From the Amplified Classic, Hebrews 10 and 23. It says, so let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promises reliable, sure, and faithful to his word. Amen. So if you confess without wavering, it says God is faithful, that promise. He's reliable. He's sure. I can count on some people to do some things, but I can ask another person and I might not get it done. My sister-in-law, bless her heart, 2 weeks ago, texted me about, it's almost 6:30 on a Saturday evening, knowing we got church on Sunday morning, asked me to make a pan of baked beans. But she could rely on me. Amen. Because we had those beans. I told her, you better be glad I had already had everything I needed at the house for those beans. I wouldn't charge you for going to buy the, for having to buy the stuff and making the beans. I was going to charge you for having to leave the house. And that's going to cost you more than what the beans cost. Because when I get home, you know, especially on Saturdays, it's just good to be home. And I don't like to have to go to the store. So I was going to, but she could rely on me. She knows she can text me and call me and I'll do it. She said, if you don't have time, I understand. I said, I'll do it.